Oh boy, fun seekers, have we got a bonus assignment for you. Common stock valuation bonus assignment for chapter 6. And in this assignment, I want you to get lost. I mean, not the way you're thinking. I want you to go to the library and just immerse yourself in the value line. Now, the problem is Southwestern's library doesn't have it anymore. It's very expensive. Chula Vista Main Library, San Diego Main Library, and on the website is a link to the branch libraries that have it. You're going to go there and literally spend a couple hours enjoying yourself. I mean, I know it may sound silly, but this is how I enjoy myself because it's so incredibly amazing, the wealth of information and it's mind-boggling. You gape at all the information that is there. Now, we want you to choose one or two stocks from the list below. Let's take a look at that list. Most of these companies you will know, they're big, large-cap companies with long histories of paying dividends, many of them paying rising dividends. So these are companies that work well with these models. If you want to take a look at a growth-oriented company that's not paying any dividends, the models, the dividend discount models, are just not going to work very well for you. So that it's up to you if you want to do that, but you're just not going to, well, for the constant perpetual dividend growth model, it's not going to be worth anything, right? You can use the discounted cash flow model, but you won't be able to include any dividends. You'll be looking just at the price appreciation of the stock over 3 or 4 or 5 years. So please use one of these big companies that pay dividends. Now, what are we going to calculate? Well, we're going to calculate very much the same valuations that we did in Chapter 6. The first three problems are the price models, price to earnings, price to cash flow, price to sales model, to predict next year's future price using what the analysts at the value line estimate will be the growth for the earnings, the growth for the cash flow, the growth for the sales, and using value line's 5-year averages for their earnings, the price to earnings ratio, the price to cash flow ratio, and the price-to-sales ratio. Now, you may have to compute it, and we discuss that in the notes. The number 4 question asks you to do the constant perpetual dividend growth discount model. And we use 12, 10, and 8%. Now, you might have to play with these a little bit, because what if the company like GE is raising their dividend at a much higher rate than 12%? Well, the model's not going to work. It's going to give you really weird results. And you could put an NA for not applicable, meaning that, hey, we really can't use the model here. Or you can raise your required rates of return and saying, well, I think I'm going to get, you know, 16% out of this stock. So that's up to you. It's very open-ended, this project. You understand? That's what predicting the future value, the present value of the future stream of cash flows is. It's very, very subjective and open-ended. You can make a lot of assumptions. And as we said, we're tilting the odds in our favor. Now, the discounted cash flow model is my personal favorite. That's the last one we learned in presentation and the third presentation of Chapter 6. And it's also the one that looks like the spreadsheet. That's the one that takes a look at the dividends and the growth of dividends of some of these large companies. And then what Value Line thinks the price is going to be in 3, 4, or 5 years. Very, very cool. So that one, again, you may have to play with the required rates of return. You may have to make it higher, make it lower to get something that makes sense. So let's take a look at the notes, substantial notes. You don't have to compute the 5-year averages. but you may have to. And the formula is very straightforward. You take the current year minus the previous year, and you divide it by the previous year. And then you go back, you know, 5 years and then get all those growth rates and average them up, and you get a five-year average. Okay? The same thing is true for the constant perpetual growth discount model. Find out by looking at the current year's dividends minus the previous year's dividends divided by the previous year's dividends, and you'll come up with a growth rate for the dividends. Remember, as we said, that sometimes the model will produce aberrant results, meaning, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Division by zero, which is infinite, or negative values. How can you have a negative stock value? Depending upon the required rate of return. If this happens, you can adjust the required rate of return up or down until you get reasonable values. Or you could just say, hey, it doesn't make any sense for this, you know, required rate of return. For the discounted cash flow model, use the value line's estimated or actual dividends and extrapolate. That means to, you know, basically guess, but using what's happened in the past as your guide, the estimated dividends for the next few years. Or you could use the same dividend growth rate that you created with the constant perpetual dividend growth model. It's very open-ended. And then use an appropriate value for the target price. You can use your own prediction in 3 years, or use TAR value lines, or choose someplace in the middle, or go someplace else and see what they say the stock is going to be worth in a few years. How's that for accuracy? Remember, as we said in the presentation at the very end, we want to eliminate any pretense of absolute precision. We can come up with this beautiful number and say it's worth this much and, you know, be totally off the mark because we're just tilting the odds in our favor. Now, at the very bottom, I have a little postscript, so let's read that together. Flip through the value line index and gawk at the sheer number of publicly traded companies. And that's in the large cap one. Value Line now has a small cap service, and the library may or may not have that, and there are even more. Could any one person ever be capable and qualified to give advice on more than just a small percentage of the companies available for investment? No, no one person could do it. Can you now understand why mutual funds have entire teams of analysts and portfolio managers? Exactly. That's the very exciting part for me about investing, is that you're always learning. You're always learning because the companies come in all different shapes and sizes, and we're concentrating on the large cap companies. Why? Because they have their roots deep in the economy, and they should make up the core. People often use the term core. They should make up the vast majority of our investment portfolio. We want to have some fancy, hot, high flyers. Go ahead. Don't put too much into your portfolio. The Value Line Index also contains market commentary and sample portfolios. And I just love their commentary. You know, they're so matter of fact. They're very, very cut and dried about how they do things. But it was fun to watch. Well, it wasn't really that much fun, but it just gave me a chuckle when I would be reading their stuff in 2008, and because I was frightened, and they kept saying, "Well, we think things are going to stabilize. We don't think it's going to be so bad." And then all of a sudden, it doesn't look good. And then, it's really bad. It just seemed like they had the same feelings that everybody else, that same sinking feeling. And ask them what they think about, I'm not ask them, but take a look at what they say about the current market conditions now. Because it really is I'm sure it cost them a ton of money to produce this vast quantity of research, and it's pretty good stuff. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope you just get lost, so to speak, and look at this one company and go, oh my goodness, and look at this, look at their competitors. And what they do in the value line is they put the competitors next to one another. So you have to look at the index for the company you're interested in, and then go into the, it's huge. You'll see it's two big, huge things, depending on how they catalog it. And when you ask for the value line, they'll often just give you the whole thing. They'll just give you the two big things, and you get your exercise just moving it to a desk and reading it and taking a look. So please enjoy yourself, and remember, it's a bonus assignment. You don't have to do it, but I sure hope you do. Have fun!